Hello, hello. I'm sure you're sitting there and you're like, it's about time this fucking bitch got back here. It has been. I literally think my last episode was like September, October, November, December, January. Oh, shit. It's been like 6 months since I recorded a podcast episode. And I'm gonna be honest, I just got busy and that fell like to the bottom of everything that I was supposed to do. And also, if you're watching on YouTube right now, can we appreciate that my Frenchie and his little diapered ass just walked in, because that shit was adorable. But if you are watching on YouTube, I'm sure you can see that I'm not alone today. So this is my amazing friend Sarah. I have known her for what feels like
forever,
5,000 years now. And I specifically asked her to come on today's podcast for, you know what, I'll give you guys a topic in a moment. But Sarah, do you want to say hi? Kind of like tell the people about yourself?
Tell the people. Okay, so I was born and raised in Utah, which has been so fun. Let's see, I've been doing hair for what also feels like a bit of an eternity. I went to hair school in high school. I read for a hobby, a living. I should say a living. I read for a living. I don't get paid for it, but I read for a living and do hair on the side. It's great.
No, I love that. And I feel like I'm going to shamelessly promote you. You just finished writing your first book. It's being edited like right fucking now.
I decided literally last week that I am now an author who does hair on the side instead of like, I'm just a hairstylist who got bored and wrote a book. No.
I love this. Wait, hold on. I feel like that mental shift is so fucking important, though. So yeah. Here's something hilarious that Sarah and I did. So we want to like low-key recreate part of her book because it's about two best friends. They go to Scotland, but it's like a whole thing. I don't want to like give away everything. And this is relevant, I swear to God, guys. And inside of that, we were like, you know what? Let's make a vision board. And if you know anything about me, I have hated vision boards forever.
Until you get some good pictures on there. Until you get some goals.
Until I got some good motherfucking shit on there. Up until then, I was like, vision boards are stupid. And now I'm like, you know what? No, because I'm going to just visualize and manifest everything. We literally changed our names in our phone. I feel like I don't want to say what it is, but we both the audacity we have for this goal. We literally each changed our names in each other's phone to like basically be that goal. So it'll say like blah 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 Sarah, blah 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 Audie. And now every time we see each other, that is like the only energy we're putting out there. And I love
it. No, everything else garbage.
Nothing else matters. But you know what, wait, I love that you're saying this though, because I think that mental shift of I'm a hairstylist who wrote a book on the side versus actually I love doing hair and it's been a passion for so long, but I do think people are allowed to have other passions and like their main career.
Yeah. I'll tell you about it a little bit. Like I had a moment, like I was talking, I have this, like spiritual coach lady, I don't know what you call her. Anyway, so we were talking and she's like, tell me what you want. And I was like, I don't know. And she's like, no, you don't. She's like, I've been waiting weeks for you to say it. And I was like, well, what do you mean? And she goes, well, with everything we've talked about, like, I need, like, what do you want? What do you want to be? Who do you want to be? Da, 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 da. And I was like, well, I don't know. And I kind of was like, I immediately started getting like emotional about it. And I was like, it's just so scary to say. And she's like, say it. And I was like, I don't want to do hair anymore. And then I was like, okay, I do. But I was like, I just, because like, you know how, I mean, I feel like every hairstylist kind of like identifies with this a little bit. People are be like, oh, tell me about yourself. And you're like, I'm a hairstylist. It's like your entire identity. And
yes.
So I was just like, I don't know if I want to do hair anymore, because I was like, I love my book and I'm like so pumped about it and all the things. And it was so much fun. And I was like, obviously I want to make money off of it, but like there's more books to come. And I was like, I would rather do that because it's a creative outlet for me, but I'm like, I don't want to give up hair because I obviously love it and I love the like creativity of it, but I don't want it to be my whole entire identity anymore. And she's like, I have been waiting for 3 months for you to say that out loud.
Yes. And I think that is so, dude, like when people, I don't think I've said this before on Instagram, and some people literally tried to come for my fucking throat over it. So you know what?
Come at you.
I'm a double down right now. If people say like, oh, what do you do for fun? And you're like, nothing, I work. Or you're, if you're a hairstylist and you're like, I do hair. That's not fun, that's work. That's not me saying you can't enjoy your job, you can't love your job, you can't be obsessed with it. But if people say, what do you do for fun? And you're like, I work. And they're like, what do you do outside of work? And you're like, I don't know what that is. Or you're just fucking like flummoxed and baffled at what to say. I don't view that as healthy. So then people came for me and they're like, oh, it's not my fault. You fucking hate your job. And my hobby happens to be my job. I'm like, no one said that couldn't be the case too. I'm saying you can't just be like a one-dimensional person and the only thing in the whole entire world that you do is work. That's not healthy.
Well, I'm gonna piss some people off and take it one step further where people are like, tell me about yourself. And you're like, I'm a mom. I'm like, no, tell me about you. I'm like, you have children. You are a mother. That's not who you are. You do hair. You are a hairstylist. That's not who you are.
Fucking thank you, bro. Yep. Yes.
Welcome.
And like,
you're welcome.
And I always say like, you know what? This is like a great example. So my TikTok is getting bigger. It's getting decently large. I've hit like 112,000 followers this week, which is like so rad. And I have people in the hair world who know me from hair. They're like, why haven't you made your TikTok about hair? I'm like, I don't want it to be about hair. And they're like, but the following. And I'm like, you're not understanding me. Instagram is my job.
Yeah.
Instagram is my job. Hair is my job. Like, these are my jobs. Are they also passions of mine? Yes. Do I love doing them? Yes. If someone sat me down and say, I need you to talk for the next 5 hours about Instagram, could I do it?
In one breath, I could do it.
Like, I love it so much. But I needed a space that didn't revolve around, let me be careful what I say. Let me frame it this way. Let me do this. Let me do this, because it revolves around money. I wanted a space that if I wanted to show up looking like I rolled out of fucking bed, I look like dog shit, and I want to talk about the most feral fucking things, I'm going to do it. And so like, TikTok for me is my happy place. It's like, that's like my safe space. That's where I get to be Ani. I'm not Coach Ani.
And yep. I think
that was like, and still is to some degree, very difficult for people to understand why I'm doing that. And I'm like, because that is one of my outlets. I get to talk about books all day long. I get to talk about my husband. I get to harass him on the daily. Like, that's fun for me. That is what I look forward to. I don't want to make it everything in my life about work. That's so lame. That sucks.
Right.
Okay, wait. So let me ask this, because I feel like I hit the place that you're hitting now a few years ago where I was straight up like, I don't think I want to do hair anymore. I was like, I want out of the industry. I fucking hate everybody. Y'all mean crazy bitches. And then I kind of took a deep breath and I'm like, wait.
That's
100% not true. There may be some mean bitches, but that's not what's happening here. And I kind of just like changed my business completely to be whatever I wanted it to be. And turns out I like re-fell in love with it. But also, I'm not going back behind the chair full time. I want to educate. I want to travel. I want to do cease and desist classes. Now you're traveling with me. Oh,
there's a class
in October in Dallas if you want to come.
Done.
I meant to text you earlier and I totally forgot.
I saw your Instagram story and I was like, I'm gonna put that on my calendar. So
I hope you do. In my mind, I was like, yeah, Sarah's going. And then I'm like, wait, bitch, you have to like tell her and then pay for her flight. You got to do things. You can't just be like, see you in Dallas.
I'll see you there anyway. It's fine.
No, I love that though. So like, how are you feeling? Like, did you kind of have like an emotional upheaval making that choice that now you're not a hairstylist who writes in her free time? You're an author who happens to do hair. Like, was that like a hard mental emotional shift?
Well, so like, you know, the story, it's like it took me weeks. Oh, I just forgot. I got a touch up and I was scratching. Ouch. I was like, why does that hurt? Okay. So it took me weeks and weeks and weeks because I honestly feel like I had an identity crisis. So like in October, November, I quit like a job that I was doing, obviously. And I kind of was just like, what am I doing? This is not who I am. This is not the direction I want to go. Like, I'm going to just go balls to the wall and do this. And then I was like, I've been educating for 6 years. I'm going to just keep doing that. And then I don't know what happened. It was like the whirlwind of like holidays and hair and trying to figure out like the lack of income that I just quit my job doing and all of the things. And so it was just, it put me back in like hustle mode of like new stylist. Oh my gosh, it rubbed me such that I was like, I'm too old for this. I was like, this is not the life. I don't want it. Like, I got so burnt out of Instagram. It was like immediate burnout because I was like doing Instagram. I literally quit doing it for a while. I started posting like the craziest unhinged shit. And I was like, I don't care. I don't know what I'm doing. But like, that's what me and my like coach were talking about, because I was like, I don't know if I know who I am anymore, because like for so long I had this identity and I showed up as a certain way. Not to say that I wasn't being authentic and myself, because I was. But in a way, it was almost like an entertainer version. Mm-hmm. And so when I quit doing that, I was just like, who am I? I like to read, I think. Like,
wow.
So honestly, that's when I kind of was just like, okay, I need to really figure out what I'm doing, because it's like, I didn't want to post on social media. So I kind of had like a lull in clients and I had a lot more free time to do my book. And it's funny because, did I get shit done? No. Was my house clean? No. But like, I just woke up. I got in my sauna. I was like, I'm going to eat some breakfast. I'm going to sit and write my book and eat snacks. And I was like, wait, this is fun. So it kind of like, and then on days where I had like three clients, I was like, I would come home and just lay on the ground. I remember doing like a day in the life of a stylist. I opened my salon door, I turned the lights on, and the next clip was me laying on the floor at my house because I forgot everything in between. And I was like, but wait, this is like the life of a stylist. Literally, you get up, forget your whole day, and then you go to bed.
Yep. Look, I feel like years ago, honestly, I guess not that long ago, just a couple years ago, I could crush three clients in a day. And it's not, what I think is interesting, it's not, can I do it? It's, do I want to do that anymore?
Because no, the answer is no.
No. And you see, do I work any less hard now? No, I'll still work. I always say I'm a motherfucking workhorse. Like, I know I am, but it's, I love what I do so much now that now changes everything. And I think that's like when people are considering career changes, or because I do think the hair world, to be honest, I do think it can be pretty toxic in the sense of like, oh, well, you started off as commission. Well, to be successful, you have to be a booth renter. Then you become a booth renter and they're like, oh, but to be successful, you need to have a suite. And then you get a suite and they're like, oh, you only have a suite. Well, to really be successful, you have to have a salon. Then you get a salon. Then they're like, oh, you have a salon? Well, how many employees do you have? Oh, well, to be successful, you need to have an assistant. Then you get one and they're like, oh, but you don't have employees. And all of a sudden you're like, add on more and add on more. And it comes to a point where you're like, is this even what I wanted? Like, enough is enough. Like, who is dictating the things that say are successful right now? Because I'm not having fun with this anymore. And yeah. I've been so clear, like, because I was going to open a salon end of last year because I just wanted like a filming space, like that, literally a place to film and do classes. And it fell through because they were psychos. But even then people are like, oh my God, are you going to hire people? I'm like, no. And they're like, do you want an assistant? I'm like, also no. Like every time my answer was just fuck no, because that is not success to me. Owning a salon, hiring employees, training them, having them on payroll. I would rather quit the industry completely. Like that's not success to me. Like, but do I love going into the salon and doing my one model and having fun? Yes, I do.
Yep.
Yes. So, will I happily train a room of 10 or 300 and have fun doing it? Yes, I will. But it's, I feel like it's almost like a rat race sometimes of like more, 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 more. And then the minute you decide to like hit the brakes and take a step back, people are like, she must not be successful or she must not be good at it. And that's why she's quitting.
Well, I've had so many people like, because again, I've spent more time with my book right now than at the salon. I'm obviously doing both, but people are like, oh my gosh, I didn't know you were still doing hair. I'm like, nope, still am. But it's just like, it's so funny because again, this discovery was honestly a week or two ago, but I have been feeling this way for a hot minute. But I will tell you, the second I said it out loud, I'm like bawling. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, wait, I actually feel so relieved literally just to say that out loud, because I'm like, okay, now I have more time for traveling and classes and my book stuff. And it's like, I can still do hair, but it's like almost like the pressure of, I don't have to hustle for clients. I don't have to like hustle for the gram. Like, I'm just like, yeah, no, I'm chilling. If you want your hair done, let me know. Otherwise, like, I'm totally fine doing my book, honestly.
I'm gonna be at home writing a motherfucking book. I think that's wonderful. But even now, here's what I think is so cool. I feel like that, like, space you got in the salon also opened up another door. Because if you were like crazy and crushed and busy in the salon, what we're planning now, like, that wouldn't really be a possibility, to be honest.
No.
You have a full book of clientele. And that's what I think people should realize. Sometimes what seems like, oh man, this is bad, I'm like losing clients, or I'm purposefully slowing down or whatever, actually ends up being like the biggest blessing in disguise, because so many other doors open to like really fun shit.
Yeah. Well, so it, again, this was like around, you know, the time I quit, and I was having a moment, like my books were kind of, it was like after the holidays, my books were kind of slow, and I was like, babe, like, I don't know what I'm gonna do, like, we're really slow, I'm like, maybe I should, and again, it's like hustle, 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 and it was like so draining, and I'm just like, what am I doing? What am I doing? What do I want? Why do I feel like this? And I'm such a big person in like timing is everything and like whatever. And so, but once I look, like, now that I'm here and I look back, I'm like, no, that space that like God, the universe, whatever you want to look at it, like the space that I was given, it was like, no, I needed that to be like, okay, this is what I want. Because if I would have gotten all the clients my little heart thought I desired, I would still be at work right now, and then I'd come home and cry later. Like, not really, but like, you know, I'd be like, okay, like, I'm busy and stuff. So it's like, now I have like a couple clients a week and I actually go to work. I'm like, I love this, instead of like, okay, I want to like hurry and go home and finish my book, because that's what it was for me. Like, I would go to work and I'd have like multiple clients and I'm like, I can't wait to get home and finish my book. And then it started to click, like, do I even want to do hair anymore? And then I, you know, started to go through that identity crisis. But now I'm like, it was honestly just in my little session with her when I said it out loud. It was just like the permission that I needed to give to myself to be like, it is literally okay. And because another thing that I said to her, I was like, I hate the word need sometimes, but it's like, I need to do hair to support my family. And she's like, that is okay. She's like, do hair to support your family. Be an author because it's what you enjoy.
Oh, I like that though. And I truly, because I've read your book and so good. Yeah. I also think like there will come a time where maybe you just don't have to do hair anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe you do keep a couple clients a month. Like, to be honest, that's what I do.
Yeah.
I have a couple clients I take a month. And for a minute, I had a moment where I was like, I miss my clients. And I was like, I want to take more. And then I ended up booking someone.
And then you're
like, oh, I'm going to take that back real quick. Nope, that was a mistake. I actually don't want to repack my books. I don't want to have a set day that I'm in the salon every single week, because it's not that. I just feel like I'm like past that point in my career, because now, like, here's the deal. I wake up every day, I'm so fucking stoked to do every single thing that I'm working on. There is not a single part of my job now, and I'm running three companies, that I'm like, oh, this is, I can't believe I have to. I'm like, I made the coolest shit. I had so, like, this sounds so stupid, but like, I made these ChatGPT prompts that literally help people create content, analyze their content, rewrite their captions based on SEO, and writes things like, it's so good. And I sat there and I was like, you're a smart bitch. This is like, I like thrive in technology, but guess what? When the day ends and I don't feel like working anymore, I just don't.
It's not
like, I'm not, what the fuck is today? Today's a Tuesday. Bro, at 12 o'clock, I was like, I'm gonna take a nap. And I laid on my couch to take a nap. Like,
I feel like a good time.
I'm like, ooh, I'm kind of tired. My brain hurts. I'm gonna lay down for a minute. And those, and it sounds so stupid, but like when I was let go from my previous job, that's something my husband, my then fiance, now husband, kept saying to me. that he was like, Ani, like, because I would be like, oh, I felt like I had to work Monday through Friday and then sometimes Saturday and Sunday. I had to have normal business hours. And finally he looked at me and he was like, if you want Wednesday to be a Saturday, it can. And I was like, sorry? And he was like, you work for yourself. There are no more rules. And I was like, what do you, he goes, you don't want to, he goes, if you want to work all day Saturday because you feel inspired, do it. If Wednesday you're exhausted and you want to veg out and watch movies all day and you don't want to do shit, don't do shit. And I was like, oh,
you're like, can I do that?
It literally felt like my whole life had been a lie up until that moment. That was like, it sounds so stupid. That was like a culture shock to me of like, you're right. I can do whatever I want. Like, who fucking cares? Well, no one cares when you work for yourself. That's great.
Yep.
Holy shit. How fuck? I think a lot of people are going to benefit from hearing this because I do think even like, I know a girl recently who decided to like close her salon and go back to Sweet Life just because it was just too much. And I told her, I'm like, I hope you know that you're not a failure for that.
Right. Like,
I think anyone who makes a decision that's like technically like out of the norm for themselves and they do it with such like confidence, I'm like, that should be commended. Like, you should be fucking proud. That shit's hard.
Well, I heard this thing yesterday. I'm gonna fuck it up somehow. But it was like the most successful people in life were like C students because they just aren't afraid to go out and just try new things, do new things, go here, go here, go here. And it's the students that got straight A's because they're so like, I have to do this. I have to get straight A's. I have to do that. I don't want to break out of the box. And this basically the thing said, it's the straight A students that work for the C students because they aren't willing to break out of the box because they follow all the rules. So
that were you an A, or C student? What kind of student were you?
I definitely didn't have a 4.0. I had decent grades, but I was like, okay, this is probably a bad question to ask me. I think school is important. I love learning. I think it's kind of pointless, honestly.
I think it teaches people only teaches people who learn one way.
Yeah.
And I think things like, let me rephrase this. School is important. You should go to school. Yeah. I prefer like the Montessori homeschooling type where you also learn like basic life skills because I think going to school and college teaches you how to work for someone else.
Yep. And it doesn't teach you to like work outside of the box. So like even like wrapping around back to this, it's like, okay, like my biggest pet peeve is when people are like, yeah, I went to school. And I mean, you can use the hairdresser thing. It's like, yeah, I went to school. I've been doing hair. I opened a salon. I've been doing hair for 16 years. Well, I can't quit now because I worked my whole life to get to this point. And it's like, and just like what I did, I'm like, you know what? Like, pivot. I'm going to go over here because that brings me joy. And like the creative, I have wanted to write a book. I have literally wanted to write a book since I started reading like OG, like, my first book I ever fell in love with was called Cat Wings.
Okay.
It's fine. It's great. You should go read it. But I was like, I want to write a book. It'd be so fun. And I was like, but I can't write a book because I do hair. I can't write a book because I'm not an author. I can't write a book because I don't have an English major or whatever. And then literally one day I was like, fuck it. I'm bored. I have free time. And then I was like, wait, this is fun. Like, wait. And I was like, well, what are the rules? Because like, I don't want somebody to be like, this is impossible. I'm like, it's fantasy. I can write whatever the fuck I want. Like,
there are literally no rules.
It was like an interesting. It's almost like I plucked myself out of a box, and I'm like, "Bitch, you don't have to sit in here."
Mm-hmm. And I think everyone should learn from that at some point because I cannot imagine a single person that hasn't felt like that in one way, shape, or form at some point in their life. Yeah. But I do think the fear of going outside of the box, and I think the fear of being looked at as a failure is what keeps people, because here's the deal. I know the work you do and it's stunning. 10 out of 10 every time. The color is beautiful. The install is beautiful. I told you in class, your curls are literally my favorite. Your work is immaculate and it has been for years and since I've fucking known you. So it's not even that you're like, meh, to hair because you're bad at it. Technically, you're at the peak of your game. Like, you really are like a phenomenal stylist. And that's why switching over doesn't mean that you are bad. taking a different life path does it, like, I don't know why people think, like, well, I went to school for it, I have to do it forever.
Right, like, no. Like, does it bring you joy?
And if it brings, like, you
a little less joy than something else would, then switch. Like, look, honestly, I would love to write a book one day. I don't actually think I have it in me because I'm not I'm not a writer, but, like, I don't know. I think reading is where my book loving goes to. Have I always wanted to see my name on the front of a book? Yes. And maybe it's going to be, like, a nonfiction.
Now you'll just have to see yourself in the book.
Yeah. Now I'm going to be a character in a book. And I'm going to be alpha reading and beta reading for other people, living my best motherfucking life. But that, for me, is fun. And, like, I love that. So I think it's wonderful what you're doing. And I think that switch in your mind, because so many people have told me, they're like, I don't think I want to do hair anymore, but I went to school for this. But I. And I'm like, who the fuck said? Like, who said you have to do literally any of this?
Literally. And it's funny because once you realize, like, I mean, it's still hard most days, obviously, for everyone. Yeah. But it's like, once you realize that you don't actually need anyone's permission to do anything, it's a fun place to be, because you're like, yeah, I don't want to go to work today. I'm going to go to this instead. Like, it's so interesting, because it's like, I feel like we're all just playing one big giant-ass game of Monopoly. And it's like, yeah, I'm just going to go to jail. I'm not going to collect any money. I'm just going to sit here for a minute.
I'm gonna pass. Let's not. Don't pass go. Don't collect 200. I'm just feeling stressed out.
Right. I'm going to go right to the community chest. Thank you.
I love that, though. And I will say, like, working for yourself, because even with what you're doing now with being an author, oh, listen to how that sounds. That sounds so nice. But even with being an author, like, you are an entrepreneur. And even, like, with what you do and what I do, there is, it's not like it's easier in the sense of, how do I explain this? There's still a lot of, like, accountability you have to have for yourself. It doesn't matter that you are sitting at home working, like, you still have to have the forethought of, like, I need to sit down. This
and
is my
get
deadline.
It done. Yep.
And get it done. My editor is expecting it on this date. This is the launch date. Okay, I now need to reach out to this guy and get a sample of, like, authorship or, like, his voice. And then I need to reach out to this designer. Like, people, it's not just like, I sat down and I wrote a book and then now you have to, like, promote it. Like, there's still so much work that goes into that. And that's why I tell people, like, but if you are so obsessed with what you do, that work feels like less. It feels like a lot less.
You know, a stupid saying that's so cliche. I swear to you, it's all of, now that you're older, it's like all those stupid little sayings. You're like,
you are who you hang out with. Oh,
that too. But it's like, it's just like the simplest things where it's like, oh, okay, I need to get stuff done today. Oh, okay, I'm actually gonna switch over here. Like, it's like you're literally in charge.
It, do you know the thought that I have some days? So I'm turning 35 literally this week, which is wild work. But, like, I always remind myself, if there's a child running out of a store or crying in a store and they're like, I need help, can an adult help me? That's me. I'm that adult that, like, not has to help the child, like, I don't want to, but it's like, I can't be like, hey, can someone come help this kid? Like, yo, that's me. I'm the grown motherfucking ass adult that needs to help this child. And some days I'm like, oh wait, that's scary.
You're like, wait, I'm the child.
Who signed me up to be an adult? I can't even cook. Like, that is the shit that goes through my mind sometimes, of like, no baby, like, you are the adult. And that's just, like, crazy sometimes.
Literally,
holy shit. Okay, so we're nearing the end of the podcast, which I feel like this time literally flew by. So what would you say to someone who's maybe sitting at, like, the initial topic we had to talk about today, we didn't even make it to that, so we'll have to push that to another episode, but I loved this one so much more. So, like, what would you say to someone, another stylist, who's sitting in a crossroads of keep doing hair like they've been doing, or maybe, like, veer off the path a little bit to, like, a different passion project?
I would honestly say to just kind of, like, okay, there's kind of, like, two parts. that I'm going to try to work with myself here. Part one is like, if you have absolutely no idea what you want to go do, but you're like, I know this isn't it, like sit down and make a list of like, what do you love to do? What do you like? What brings you joy? What's your creative outlet? Da, 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 da. Like, what do you find like fulfillment in? And then like try to like dabble in those areas. Now, if you're like somebody like, you know, like me, like I'm like, I was gonna pick up and write a book today. And then you're like, wait a minute, I actually like this more. Like, I guess my biggest piece of advice is like, you don't need permission. You're the motherfucking adult in charge of giving permission. Like, give it to yourself, because it's just like, what's it gonna hurt? You know what I mean? Like, what's it gonna hurt if you're just like, you know what, I'm gonna try? Because again, I feel like success isn't necessarily like a number in a bank account. Success isn't like, how many things did you accomplish today? It's like, at the end of the day, like, what brings you joy as a human being? And like, so right now, especially, like, I'm writing a book that has made no money because it hasn't even come out yet. And like, truth, I don't care. I don't care, because it's like, literally watching you read it for the 5-minute video, I was like, this is great. Like, and just like people's reaction, like that, like, I don't even know. Like, again, to me, like, that is worth more than money. Would I like to get paid? Absolutely. Find something that you want to get that can bring money, obviously. But at the end of the day, like, I don't know. I'm like, I'm not even worried about my book making money, because I'm like, no, it's great. It's so great because I loved it. It was fun. It's great. Like, it's gonna, like, it was magical and it was fun for me. So it's like, don't wait for permission, because nobody's fucking gonna give it to you. No one. No one's gonna give it to you. And then if you do it and you're like, oh yeah, that definitely wasn't it, go do something else.
And just you, like, are. Like, that's the thing. People need to realize you're allowed to change your mind. And changing your mind does not mean that you failed. It doesn't mean that you're a garbage piece of shit who couldn't hack it. It just means that you changed your mind.
Right.
Period. Means,
oh,
full stop.
Yep. Let me try something else. I'm going to go over this way. Oh, that didn't work. Let me go this way.
Yeah. Yeah. I
like, just keep that. Changing your mind until you figure it out.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, there is something out there for everyone, I think, to have, yes, like, as a passion project and, like, also have fun with it. But you can make money off of your passions. But I'm a firm believer. I'm at the point in my life where I think years ago, I probably thought, like, in order to make money, it has to feel this miserable.
Like,
I think I used to have that. Like, it has to be,
yeah.
In order to make good money, it has to be this hard.
It has to be, like, a job.
It has to be a job. You got to work 7 days a week, no time off, answer. Like, I thought, because that was the example that was put in front of me. Like, you have to work this much, this hard, be on this amount of time to make excellent, amazing money. And now, yeah, being, you know,
out
to further along my timeline than that, I'm like, okay, so all of that was a lie. None of that was true. I don't have to work 7 days a week. I don't have to hate my job. I don't have to be burnt out. I don't have to be exhausted. I don't have to sell my soul. You're telling me I can love what I do, work, have a bunch of time off, have so much fun. Like, what do you mean I'm allowed to have this much motherfucking fun and still make money? And I think that, to me, has realized. And one thing I say to people is, if I'm not having fun, I'm not doing it. And I don't care how big a fucking baby that makes me sound, like, meh, meh, meh. I don't care. If I'm not having fun and I'm not enjoying it, I'm not doing it anymore, because I don't want.
Well, right. Well, think of it this way. It's like, if you were invited to, like, if money wasn't, this was like the biggest thing for me, if money wasn't involved, what would you be doing? So, like, if somebody invited you to a party and you didn't want to go because you're like, people, ooh, I'm going to hide behind this plant. But, like, would you go? Like, absolutely not. It's like, some people are only showing up to their job because they're getting paid. To me, that sounds so miserable. So it's like, along with that saying, it's like, find something that you love to do that is so fun that you will get money for. There is money to be had. People are selling the weirdest shit, and you make money. So it's like, you're telling me that you can't have fun and make money at the same time. It's like, I would never show up to this party because it's like, that doesn't interest me. And then all of a sudden money's involved and you're like, oh yeah, well, I'll go.
You know, like, a thought that I have, like, probably like a month or so ago, if I won the lottery, so with everything I do right now, content coven, warning, hair, and cease and desist, if I won the lottery, $100 million today, right now, would I still keep doing it?
And I think
that was a moment for me that my mind went to, yes, I would do it. The only thing I would change is I would make everything free. I don't have to make money off it anymore. My livelihood doesn't rely on that money. So fuck it. I'm gonna do it all for free. And like that to me told me I love what I'm doing. I obviously have to charge for it. I feel like I always like keep my prices really fair because I want it to be.
Yeah.
That told me if I won, because like any other job I've had previous to now, if I won the lottery, bye. I'm out, bitch. You're never even gonna hear from me again. I'm fucking gone.
Oh, literally.
The fact that like I wouldn't stop this, the only thing I would change would be the payments of it, tells me like I am in the right place, I'm in the right place, the right time, the right timeline. So like just keep going forward.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much for being here with me today. I feel like we're just gonna keep doing a whole bunch of episodes. This was so fun. And now with like traveling being thrown into the mix, like super crazy, all great, like wonderful things are happening, right? Oh, well, Sarah, thank you so much. If you guys want to find her on Instagram, it's Sarah, SarahJ.vibes. I will link everything down below for her as well, including like if you like fantasy, romance, if you're into that, I will put
if you're into really amazing, great things.
Girl, I know it's good. When my little feet were kicking on the bed and I was going giggling the whole time. So I will also put the form if you're into those kinds of books to join her waitlist, because this should be coming out in the next like month or so, which is like crazy to think. Thank you so much for being here today.
Yep.
Bye, guys.